A day after Labor leader Anthony Albanese couldn't remember the unemployment rate, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, is trying to keep the focus on the economy, promising to create 1.3 million jobs during the next 5 years. The national jobless rate is 4% and it could fall further when the latest figures are released on Thursday. So who's still struggling to find work and which businesses are struggling to find workers? Any guest reports.
Caboolture, north of Brisbane, there's a barbecue to raise money for a flooded BMX club.
I do race Caboolture BMX Club. It's super fun to ride around the track and you can get different types of trophies.
Today is also a chance to celebrate a family birthday.
Happy birthday!
This woman works in the local supermarket. Her parents have retired from the army and public service. But her 22-year-old son is struggling to find work.
I don't have a job at the moment.
Couch potato.
Aye, I'm not a couch potato. I do apply for jobs, but just no one wants me. It's like no one wants someone with what I do.
What do you do? What can you do?
He did a bar course when he left school, and then as soon as he qualified and left, that's when everything hit.
A freight train has basically crashed straight into me.
About 600,000 Australians don't have a job. The national jobless rate is 4%. And the recent federal budget forecasts it'll drop to 3.75% this year, the lowest in 50 years. At Emu Run in Alice Springs, owner Patrick Bedford can't get staff.
So we do a premium day touring throughout the Red Centre as well as group touring. So we go to locations like Uluru. We'd like to employ more staff to be able to take on more work. But unfortunately, because there's a low supply of people applying, it's making it a little bit difficult to expand the business out to where we used to be.
What other kind of workers are people looking for in the NT?
I don't know of a business that's not looking for workers, and I'll be honest with you. Every hotel in the region, they're all looking for staff.
That's partly thanks to fewer working holiday makers and international students because of the pandemic. Job agent Catherine McMillan only deals with white-collar jobs, but she's recently been surprised by approaches from other desperate employers.
We've had many businesses come to us asking for assistance on a wide variety of roles, hospitality, babysitters, warehouse workers, a huge variety of roles, and we don't do those at all.
Instead, her agency deals with office jobs in capital cities, and there's a huge staff shortage there too.
Customer service, internal sales type roles, any role that is, you know, disseminating information and customer facing. Also, we've seen huge growth in HR roles.
Job agent Catherine McMillan ending that report from Annie Guest.